It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah.
Weezy, all right.
Smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Point running on diesel, dog. Playing with my name, this lethal, dog.
Who you see? What?
Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top, it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like
for listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you are having a great start to the week. Tuesdays, always, to me, are just kind of like blah, but it's a great day because we're here, we're alive. Before break, we were talking about before we get into this again, my question is, Telly, how do you even, as a soon to be elected official or someone who's looking to serve your state and indirectly your country, how do you even have the audacity or just even the willingness to make a statement such as the one that Republican candidate for Missouri Secretary of State, Valentina Gomez, posted a video on the eve of Juneteenth? And I don't want to be the one to say what she said. We're going to just hear directly from Valentina Gomez during her Juneteenth Eve video message to the United States of America. Check this out.
Liberations from slavery and black victimization is about to be shoved down our throats for the most wretched holiday in America. BLM raised millions. But what did they do for black lives? It is outrageous to see people asking for reparations, even though they never went through slavery. These ungrateful people should be celebrated because they were born in the greatest nation to ever exist. Here's a tip. If you don't like America,
if you don't like America, she says, then get out. Mm-mm-mm. But she had a very friendly word before that. Good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is, we're going to go with some diehard truth. If you talk to some of your grandparents, some diehard Southerners that are black and white, she would be classified as a foreign Negro. She only talking like that because she has the skin color and hair. And even though we are all created equal, the same people she's trying to show out for, they will foretell her, if you take away the skin color and hair, she's nothing but a Negro. Also, if it wasn't for the immigration bill, I believe it was in 1915, a lot of them wouldn't even be over here, because when a lot of their great-grandmothers and grandmothers tried to come, they didn't even allow them to come over the ocean. And depending on where she came from, some of them was referred to as San Negroes. But she's only talking that because she has the skin color and hair. But if you strip it all away, she's nothing but a Negro, an ignorant one. But somebody need to give her the real truth. And I'm not being racist or anything, because everybody is all created equal. I'm just saying, this is what diehard Southerners and some of our grandparents used to say, is she's nothing but a foreign Negro. She's actually second class to blacks. So she might want to go talk to her grandmother and her great grandmother, because the way they categorize them is even worse than us. And here's one fact for the history. We built this. They didn't build nothing. And they're also the same people she's praising is the same people that DeSantis don't even want them to have a break when they work out in the hot weather. And again, if it wasn't for the immigration bill, the Sanchez grandmama wouldn't be over here, because when she tried to come, they sent her back over the Atlantic Ocean. Have a great day, and make sure you put a whole lot of liquor in that black coffee. Goodbye.
Thank you, Al. Thank you so much. All right, we've also got Jay. Jay, good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Hey, good morning to both of y'all. You better hope that Trump don't get in there, because they try to do mass deportation. They might take her butt over there back home. Columbia. And that's the butt naked truth on that, because you can't really say anything about a country you just got here. We've been here for so long, people forget that, like Al just said, you know, we've helped build this country. So if you have somebody got to go back to their country, she needs to go back to hers, because we're here, and we're here until, hey, we're here until the Lord come back. And that's all I got to say. God bless both of y'all, and y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Jay. We appreciate you tuning in and your comment. Telly, again, I'm not even going to unpack this, because at the end of the day, what is outstanding to me is that you have an individual, and again, in this case, it's Republican candidate for Missouri Secretary of State, Valentina Gomez. Whatever her race is or however she identifies, where I'm just thrown off is the fact that you are representing your state, you're representing your country, and this is the type of narrative that you publicly share against another group of human beings. Like, there, how is that? How is she even eligible now to run for public office? Think about it, Telly. If right now on this radio show, I said that same statement about her community, it wouldn't even be, it'd be, and now you're listening to Truth Be Told with Telly.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand how people who have these titles and are running for public office and are supposed to be representing all people throughout the state of Missouri, throughout the United States of America.
Rewind that part. Who are they supposed to represent? No. Who are they supposed to represent? Oh, okay. Yes. The people. The people.
The people.
Not just a sector of people.
How is she still able to even run for Secretary of State? Good morning, Miss Deborah. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, Telly and DT. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I just want to make a comment about Ms. Gomez. That's her name, the political person that's running. I just feel that she is mimicking a lost cause. And if she knew how magnificent our nation was and what we went through and our resilience and, you know, just all the things we continue to contribute to the table, she'll sit down and eat with us and try to look at, wow, you know, I can take this and be a good person in the political party. But coming like that, she's going to lose. She already lost. So you cannot say anything about us as a people. We can speak for ourselves just fine. And with that, have a great day.
Thank you so much, Miss Deborah. Thank you. Have a great day as well. All right, we've got the caller. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, Denise. Telly, how y'all doing? It's mostly comical when people repeat things that have been said for 100 years that, you know, will never happen. And that actually is what people like her are jealous of. We are born with the legacy that our ancestors did build this, and that will never change. And so that's something that they can never change, and that's part of our uniqueness as a people, is that we're the only people who, we weren't immigrants, we were imports. We were imported here just like any piece of furniture or any livestock that they had that they owned. And in my opinion, if they were trying to carry out this, that's one of the mistakes they made in their evil plan, is not dropping you back off at the crib when you was done working. You know, if they'd have just worked you for 5 or 10 years, dropped you off, they wouldn't have this problem. And maybe treated you well and sent you back home rich, if that's what they really felt. But they need, as Telly said, they need us here. They've always needed us here. This country is nothing without us. And that we're probably the only group that can be said about. So, you know, people like her, she won't get elected. And like I said, I do believe that people, if your family was not here during the Civil War, you have nothing to say about slavery, reparations, or this nation overall. You should shut up and just learn the history of the country before you start telling people to leave.
There you have it. Thank you so much, the caller. Have a great day. Now, what's interesting, Telly, with this video, it ends with a photo of her posing with an assault rifle while dressed in a military-style outfit. And Valentina Gomez, who is a 25-year-old immigrant from Colombia, has never served in the U.S. military or any military for that matter. When we come back, we want to hear your thoughts. Again, our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. I'm not tripping off of what she said. If you're racist and you feel that way, that's your beliefs. But what I do have a problem with is the fact that you are running for public office for a very, very highly visible, critical position out of the state of Missouri. And nobody is out of the Republican or GOP party is saying she should not run. She is not eligible. She's using hate comments. That's where I'm concerned. So we come back. We want to hear your thoughts. We've got some additional hot topics for you. Former President Donald Trump is giving people a lesson in Black history. Stay tuned to learn more about this Black history lesson that President Donald J. Trump is giving the United States as he runs for re-election. This is award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
DT, I think this should be our theme song. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is a vibe. And this is what we should come on to. But what's also a vibe is congratulations, Teresa Scott. You have been entered to win the 5K Gruber giveaway. Congratulations. We will continue to enter people to win $5,000. So, Teresa Scott, congratulations. You are in the game.
Congratulations. And remember, let me hold something if you feel inclined. Also, you want to join us tonight for our second Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to be at the Scene One restaurant and lounge located at 5526 West North Avenue in Milwaukee. You want to make sure you get there right at 5 o'clock so you do not miss your chance to win a one-night stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Dells Water Park passes and a $25 food voucher. Man, that's it right there. A four-pack of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers or a $25 gift card to Cousin Subs. Plus, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., your first drink is on our great partners at PWD Computers while supplies last. Again, don't miss out on the fun. And join us for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes tonight from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Scene One Restaurant and Lounge, sponsored by PWD Computers. PWD Computers, they keep you connected. Visit them today at PWD, D as in dog, Computers on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've been talking about, I don't know, the Republicans, man, they own one this week. I was just like, you know, I try to be fair. I try to, you know, report on both sides. But hey, Republicans, y'all giving us a lot of material this week. We've got Valentina Gomez.
Can't turn away from it.
Telling us, you know, Black people, you ungrateful Negroes, leave. Then you've got another Republican Party supporter who was threatening to cut Representative Maxine Waters' throat, who was just sentenced to a whopping 33 months after threatening to kill an elected official who has served this country for several decades. And to just make it really good for y'all, former President Donald Trump has provided a history lesson, particularly Black history. During a speech to the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which is a conservative Christian group, former President Trump criticized proposals to change the names of the schools, military facilities, and other places that honor slave owners and Confederate leaders. Now, under President Joe Biden, the Army has renamed 9 installations that have been named for Confederate generals. And former President Donald Trump, who is running for re-election, says during this speech, and I quote, "How about George Washington High School? We want the name removed from that high school. They don't know why. You know, they thought he had slaves. Actually, I think he probably didn't." So President Trump, during this speech on Saturday, and what I love about the word "I think," see, when you lead with that, that's already, he says, I think he probably didn't. Now, Telly, as long as you've been Black and breathing on this earth, and even going to a predominantly, I'm speaking for me on this level, I attended predominantly white schools, public schools, during my entire K through 12 experience, kindergarten through 12th grade, I attended predominantly white schools. And during U.S. history lessons, there'd be a little bitty section around Black Americans, but there'd be a whole lot of sections on slavery to condition already at an early age that you are subservient, you are significant. Now, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but I will say this, Telly. I know for a fact that George Washington owned slaves. Now, that's a documented historical fact that George Washington, who died in the year 1799, had 317, are you with me, Telly? 317 enslaved people at his home and plantation in Virginia, including 123 slaves that were owned by George Washington directly himself. That's a fact. And it's not news.
Yeah. Some of this stuff that that Donald Trump says is just so ridiculous that you can't even, it's hard to reply, because this is the same person that wanted to see President Obama's birth certificate. The same person that told you to drink bleach, the same person that thought he knew more about the pandemic than the everyone else, all the experts. And so when you combine all of that, when he makes a statement like, "Oh, I don't think that George Washington had any slaves." So back then, you mean to tell me all these other white men are walking around and they sit around and having these meetings and luncheons and parties, and they bragging on, "Hey, I got 212 of them. Oh, I got 6 of them. I got, you know, 500 of them." And George Washington, the only one that says, "You know what? This whole slavery thing seems wrong. I don't want any slaves." So that's exactly what he said. So Donald Trump, "I don't think he had slaves." Come on now.
I'm still processing
some of his stuff. You can't even say.
I'm still processing the fact that he didn't know. He didn't know that George Washington owned slaves. I knew that, Telly. I knew that. I mean, first of all, look at all the Black folks with the last name Washington. Where'd that come from? Look at all the Black folks in this country that have the slave name Washington. Am I seriously, think about it. You got Jackson's, Washington's. What's the other common last name amongst Black Americans? And it's the slave name they inherited by their slave owners.
Johnson's.
Man, how many? Johnson's, Jackson's, Washington's,
yes, yeah.
Jones's, all that, Smith's. We didn't get that name from Africa. I can tell you that right now. Never been to Africa and met somebody with the last name Washington. And so not only did George Washington own slaves, he inherited 10 slaves from his father at age 11. And this is according to the Mount Vernon website, where he was born, which is maintained as a historic place. Washington purchased dozens of enslaved people from estate sales and in private transactions. The first president of the United States of America, the first president, also rented slaves. He also inherited them from siblings and enslaved the children who were born to slaves at Mount Vernon. And when he married his wife, Martha, he gained control of a large number of enslaved people from the state of Martha Washington's first husband. George Washington was either inheriting or purchasing slaves. And the list goes up to 317 enslaved people that were owned by George Washington. And what I'm tripping off of is that we have a presidential candidate who stood in front of an audience and claimed that George Washington, and I use the words, I think he didn't own slaves, right? He didn't own slaves. Can you just hear him say that, Telly? I don't think he owned slaves.
Oh my gosh.
Can't make this up.
Look, no, you cannot. And I was thinking about something, and this is a little off topic, but I know in my truth of the matters, I have constantly said, stay awake, stay woke on what's going on. And we try to give information. And some of the things you're going to have to filter out yourself, meaning I'm looking at before Juneteenth, Donald Trump was in Detroit talking to local pastors and doing something that Biden nor Obama did. And that was visit this particular neighborhood in Detroit. And now all of a sudden, everybody cares about the black vote, right? Where was Donald Trump on Juneteenth? How did he celebrate Juneteenth?
Where was Donald Trump on Juneteenth? Now, that's a great question. Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Did anybody see President Trump on Juneteenth? Let us know. Call in. Text us. That's a great question. I can't remember seeing him anywhere in the public on Juneteenth. We come back. We're going to hear from y'all. 833-212-1017. We're going to continue to give you some updates regarding this speech that President Trump gave on Saturday to a conservative group regarding not only U.S. history, black history, but also his recent indictment. Can't make this up, y'all. 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Now tell me who won with us. Ashes, dust, the dust. Republican presidential candidate, former President Donald Trump, spoke at a campaign rally this past Saturday at Temple University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And during this speech, where the audience consisted of a Faith and Freedom Coalition group, which is a conservative Christian group, Trump criticized proposals to change the names of schools, military facilities, and other places that honor slave owners and Confederate leaders. Now, under President Joe Biden, the Army has renamed 9 installations that have been named for Confederate generals. During this speech, former President Trump says, quote, "How about George Washington High School? We want the name removed from that high school? They don't know why. You know, they thought he had slaves. Actually, I think he probably didn't," end quote. Now, we all know as a fact, an extensively documented fact, that our first elected president of the United States, George Washington, had slaves, both which he inherited from family members as well as purchased as a transaction. He actually owned 123 enslaved people. And a total of 317 enslaved people were at his home and plantation. Trump, just to close this out, during this same speech, Trump claimed that the price of bacon has increased 100% or more under President Biden. And I'm like, say what? Trump also claimed that President Biden was the person who indicted him in the New York criminal case in which he was convicted on 34 felony counts through a grand jury of ordinary taxpaying citizens who indicted him, and the prosecution was led by a local district attorney who does not report to the federal government. But yet, according to former President Donald Trump, President Biden was the person who indicted him.
DT, I love when our shows come full circle. And we started this show talking about the severe weather and climate change. And you have a debate that's going, the first presidential debate that he finally agreed to do, coming up in 2 days. And you're giving a speech this past Saturday, and you're talking about changing high school names. President Biden was the one who indicted me. And we supposed to have confidence that things are going to change if he's elected. Like, to me, it's just we're not paying attention to the things that we should be paying attention to, because he continuously to deflect from what is really going on. If it's not him talking about his convictions, you're talking about stuff that doesn't even, like, is that a priority now? Like, for real, getting in there and making sure you change the names of certain high schools, is that the most important thing right now outside of you staying out of jail?
Well, I definitely, to your point, I wouldn't measure it as the highest of priorities in terms of what matters to the state of this country. However, it is refreshing to know that schools that formerly had the names of Confederate soldiers or slave owners, those institutions' names have been changed. I do think that is definitely something that's necessary,
yes.
But to your point, it's not the top priority. And, you know, Telly, one of the things I just want to emphasize, as our show today, we've talked about threats being made to black elected officials, i.e. Madam Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We've talked about people who are running for public office. And in this case, Valentina Gomez, who's a Republican running for Secretary of State out of the state of Missouri, using her social media platform to look Americans in the face and call black people, you people are disgusting. You want reparations. You need to just leave the U.S. And then now, speaking of former President Donald Trump, the Manhattan District Attorney that served on the prosecuting team during the trial of former President Donald Trump, he's received more than 100 threats and abusive messages since his office finished convicting Donald Trump in the former president's unprecedented hush money case. 100 threats and abusive messages, Telly. And for the record, District Attorney Alvin Bragg is a black man.
Wow.
And the New York Police Department have analyzed these threats, which were obtained by the New York Daily News, included messages filled with hateful racial slurs and comments like "Brag in trouble," "This means war." I mean, this is the kind of country that we live in. And that's why, you know, I've said on the show And I never, we had a listener, and when I said this, they were like, you know, America is still the greatest country, and you're not going to have the same quality of life that you do anywhere else. I'm like, these white supremacists that are running for public office, they are giving us a heads up. They are letting us know exactly how they feel and what they will do. Like January 6th on Capitol Hill. Oh, that was a trial run.
Yeah.
That was lightweight that stuff.
That happened.
But what I'm saying is that when you have people who have the courage and audacity to use platforms like social media, or just have the audacity to pick up the phone and send an email threatening an elected official, a judge, because of their race, and nobody's reacting or nobody's saying you need to be removed from public office or you need to be sentenced to jail for 10, 15, 20 years, 33 months, telling this country is letting black people know how they feel about us.
Yeah.
DE&I is being removed. You can't talk about black history. You've got governors publicly telling Americans that slavery was a good thing for black people. It taught us the skills that we needed in order to work. And nobody is saying anything.
It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I've said this before, get your passport. Get your dual citizenship. And I'm not even going to say it anymore because I've said it and some people, oh, Denise, you know, look, I am a black American and I also like breathing.
Yeah, it's going to be
January 6th. That was play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if we're about to have a presidential election in a few months, the Republican National Convention is going to be here. And you've had black babies being killed, hit and run. Every day you look on the local news in Milwaukee, somebody's being shot. Violence, gun violence continues to increase. And as soon as the Republicans come to Milwaukee, now you want to have a secure downtown area. Now you want to make sure certain people are protected. Man, come on. The writing is on the wall. You've got movies that are being made. The movie Civil War that just came out. I think now you could probably stream it. And what was the movie that President Obama and Michelle Obama, Forever First Lady, their production company made with Julia Roberts and the brother, When the World Leaves Us? Man, y'all, and I don't mean to sound cliche, but in the words of Lawrence Fishburne from the movie School Days, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You would never, you would never think. Think about it, Telly. If in 1995, if I would have told you that almost 30 years later in 2024, we would be living in a country that is removing our history, is making laws, litigations, that are basically telling us we do not want you to win. Then you have people who are running for the highest offices to serve the American people, telling people that Black Lives Matter, black people are ungrateful, you need to leave this country. Man, I'm done.
And again,
that's actually
I said it before. When you are running for public office, you are running for the people. You are serving the people. And when you basically single out, hey, you ungrateful black people, like either, you know, you don't deserve any reparations. And if you don't like it, you know, go back to wherever you came from, basically, is what she said. Now, we had a lot of callers, and the common theme between all our callers this morning was the fact that this Gomez woman in Missouri probably got over here based off of DACA, based off of other immigrant laws that were made to allow her and her family to stay in this country. And then you get here and you here for a hot second, and you telling other people that they should leave and go to where they're from. That it doesn't make any sense.
Again,
but
audacity.
You want to get here. Yeah, and then you want to represent the people of Missouri, and you want people, everybody to get behind this? To me, it is, yeah, audacity
is the
operative word.
Somebody is telling these people to do this. And because for them to be able to get away with it, and, you know, 33 months in prison for threatening over the course, since 2020, this man out of Texas has been threatening Congresswoman Maxine Waters, her and her family members, to the point where he said in one of the many threats, I will cut your throat. 33 months? Yeah. What does that tell you?
Come on, yeah, they felt like they had to give them something. That's what it feels like to me. It was like, we got to give them something. Like, we can't, you know we can't just ignore it, but we're not going to give him any real time. In 33 months,
he'll
like,
be out. He'll be out in 9 months, Telly. He'll be out in 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do maybe a third of that sentencing, which was already pathetic. But again, you know, I'm not mad at Valentina Gomez. That's how she feels. I don't entertain racist people. You know, like you feel how you want to feel. I know who I am. But what I do have a problem with is the fact that she is eligible to run for public office. Secretary of State at that. And, you know, she's going to own. She's going to be able to own and make decisions that impact Black entrepreneurs. The way that you know, Black people in terms of in people in general, but we know how she feels about us. And she's going to be making a lot of decisions that impact us directly, our community. And nobody has said anything about this woman being ineligible to run for public office that serves. How many? I don't have to do a fact check. How many Black people live in the state of Missouri? St. Louis alone has got to be in the double digits, right?
It's tough because Missouri is like Georgia. You have Atlanta, and then there's the rest of Georgia. And Missouri, you have Kansas City and St. Louis, and the rest of it is very rural. It's definitely a red state. Definitely a red state.
So as of 2022, the African-American or Black population in Missouri was 693,892 people, which made it about 11.3% of the population. So 80.28% are white, Black or African American, 11.33%. So there's not a lot of us, but that's 693,892 people. That's a very significant number of people who are going to be living in a state where their Secretary of State feels that they should go home to Africa.
Mm-hmm. That is a very realistic possibility.
You have no right to even think about reparation because you weren't slaves. And Juneteenth is a wretched holiday. That's how she feels about each of those 693,892 Black Americans that live in the state of Missouri. And she is eligible to run. And see, that's where I'm like, tell me without telling me. Yeah. Tell me without telling me that we live in a society where public officials can go on social media and talk about a certain group of people based on their race. Like we are literally, like you should be glad we enslaved you. You should be glad you're here. You were born in the greatest country of all time. You should be thankful.
That's what she said.
But if I ask Ms. Gomez, would she trade to be Black for just a week, what do you think her response would be? Okay, Valentino Gomez, since it's so great to be Black in America, you try it for a week. What do you think she's going to say?
You sure we just can't try it for a day? That's what she going to say.
Oh, no, I don't even want to try it for a day. So that's what kills me about racist people when they say things like, you know, well, you have it good. Okay, well, then you be Black for a week.
Really?
When we come back, y'all, we're going to get to our truth of the matter. And again, you can't make this up. We thank and appreciate you so much for tuning in. You want to stay locked in because we're going to bring you 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. Milwaukee, this is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Y'all, as we wrap up today's Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, we're getting into our truth of the matter. I think I gave my truth of the matter before break, Telly, so you know I'm gonna go ahead and just pass this mic on to you, because again, for me,
oh man,
listen, you can't control how people feel about others. Like I don't get fazed by people like Valentina Gomez, but what I do have a problem with again is the fact that this country allows people like her who are running for public office to serve all people of the state of Missouri and say things like she said about Juneteenth and Black people in general. And if you don't like it, here's a tip. Get the out. Where are we as a country? Where are we as a country? That's, again, my truth of the matter is, where are we as a country when it comes to our elected officials who are able to make racist statements as the ones that Valentino Gomez, Republican candidate out of the state of Missouri running for Secretary of State, did on the eve of Juneteenth?
I think with my truth of the matter, we have so normalized irrational and unusual behavior where there's nothing that is wrong anymore. Meaning, 2016 changed politics forever when Donald Trump was able to do the things that he was doing, say the things that he was able to say, and still become president and still continue to do things. I mean, all the way down to comments like there are good people on both sides. And those comments, people don't understand that they have long-term effects, because now, like, that woman Gomez, Miss Gomez, would have never said that before 2016. And I mean, no one. So Donald Trump has emboldened a lot of people to come out and say things that they normally wouldn't say. And I think if he is elected again, he will entitle a lot more people to do that as well. But this is still unacceptable behavior. It's unacceptable speech. And you should still feel a certain kind of way when you hear those type of things. That's not normal, and that's not okay. So, again, don't let some things that's been normalized become normal for you, because they're still not normal. They're still not presidential. It's still not things that elected officials should say. So that is my truth of the matter.
We should see if we can get Valentina Gomez on the Truth Be Told with DT and Telly show during the RNC, because I'm sure she'll be here.
Let's see if we can have a conversation. Good call. Yeah, because I'm sure there won't be a lot of people knocking her door down. So, yeah, she should be available.
I'm like, girl, you better be glad somebody even want to talk to you. Sit on down here. Let's have a conversation. Right. Come on over here, Valentina. You look just like me. Look, with your light-skinned self. Come on over here. Talking about Black folks.
Hey, Luda was here the other day. You could come over here.
Yes, we're gonna work on having a conversation with Valentino Gomez. In the meantime, y'all make sure you stay locked in for another 9 hours of live Black Talk Radio here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Up next, Sherwin Hughes.
Peace out.